Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
Cole out of the stretch. The pitch. Hernandez, fly ball, left center field. Judge going back, chasing after it. He's not going to get there. And one hops off the wall. Mookie scores. Here comes Freddie. Teoscar Hernandez has tied game five. Two-run double from Teo. 5-5 in game five.
Steven Nelson on Dodgers Radio in inning number five, which they'll be talking about for a long time on both coasts. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. For the Dodgers, this was the moment, Perloff, when they go down 5-0. Their starter is chased after 35 pitches. Garrett Cole's pitching awesome. It felt like, all right, this thing is going back to L.A. Not so. The Yankees open up the door for the Dodgers with a lot of self-inflicted, just bad, terrible errors and decision-making in the fifth inning. And to be fair to the Dodgers, they took advantage of every single opportunity the Yankees gave them, tied the game up in the fifth inning, and then eventually the Yankees took the lead quickly again, but it was all Dodgers after that.
Yeah, I just worry a little bit that we're making the entire series about this fifth inning, and I get it from a symbolic standpoint, but if you're actually looking at, like, how do we improve the Yankees, like, was that the whole story of what went wrong in the series? Like, if they had fielded better, would they have won this series? I'm not sure the answer is yes.
I think that if they had fielded better, they would have won this game. And so then you're going back to L.A., and they should have won game one because there was a bad pitching decision to put Nestor Cortez up against Freddie Freeman to intentionally walk Betts, all that stuff we look back in hindsight.
Well, I mean, could anybody pitch to Freddie Freeman this series?
Well, that's a good point. But the Grand Slam, I mean, it shouldn't have been Nestor, who hasn't pitched in weeks.
Okay,
when you actually had better relievers who could have matched up with him at that point. That was a mistake.
That's funny. So we're not going to do the Aaron Judge didn't show up because he showed up in this game.
Oh, we should definitely do the Aaron Judge doesn't show up. I don't think one person or one thing wears the goat horns, if you will, for the Yankees. But that fifth inning was just, as you said, that was the symbolic moment.
That's so funny because I think all anybody was talking about coming into this, like, actually before last game, was Aaron Judge can't hit.
Yep.
Fortunately for him, his massive fielding error killed that.
Well, he had a
smart
home run.
Move, Aaron.
That was a way to throw us all off balance. Yeah, no, and he also hit a home run in the bottom of the first inning.
Yeah.
So
I just think it's a little excuse. The bats really did go cold, too, against a Dodgers staff that even, you know, the Mets hit a little bit, and I mean, it was erratic, but
the Mets at least got to a
16. And the Mets had a lot more runs. Like, this Yankees team really should have gotten to that Dodgers team. I'm curious, like, that's what I don't understand about, like, what you think, okay, it's the offseason, the Yankees are looking at what happened. Like, what changes do you make?
Well, the big question is going to be Juan Soto. We're going to have a lot of time to talk about that, but Juan Soto after the game last night did not tip his hand, nor should he. He's going to have plenty of suitors, but he said there's no front runner in terms of his free agency.
Right, but if the real story is that they don't play good fundamental baseball, then who cares if you have Juan Soto?
Oh, they've needed to clean up the fundamentals for the Yankees for years.
See, that's why I don't think it's the whole story. I do think getting Juan Soto back is a big deal. I mean, I think that'd be, if they get Juan Soto back, they're not the favorite. They're one of the two favorites to get back, aren't they?
Yeah, listen, cleaning up your fundamentals is something that you have control over. Yeah. That doesn't take money. That takes effort and coaching and even getting this stuff nipping into the bud in the lower levels and leagues. Yeah. And that's something the Yankees haven't done. And yeah, you could change the manager. You maybe get someone in who's a little more of a hard ass. I don't know. I don't know if that matters.
I'd like to see a few more bats at the bottom of the lineup.
Well, here are the Yankees. They have an open checkbook for now to the end of eternity.
Hmm.
You know? So you want to get better players, get them.
There's a counterpoint to that, though, in that the Yankees, one of the issues is that they don't develop guys enough to let them really play. Like, they're letting Volpe and Wells play, right?
Well, they developed Aaron Judge.
No, I know. Yeah, but I mean, like, for a full roster. Like, it's like, oh, we have an issue. Let's put old DJ LeMahieu out there. Like, they just kind of, like,
Anthony get
these,
Rizzo.
Yeah, they get these kind of mercenary guys who end up breaking down or underachieving. Like, this is like the, well, we're trying to develop guys that maybe can live up to that moment. And to be honest, Wells hit a home run. Volpe hit a grand slam. I mean, those guys did something in the series. It was the stars that didn't show up.
Well, I think that's the story of all New York City sports teams, is that they always, because of all the pressure and the money, there's always a short-term fix instead of a long-term approach. I think that is, it's certainly the Jets. I mean, if anybody, it's certainly the Yankees. It seems like the Mets to some extent, that too.
For a long time, it was the Knicks, the savior complex. The next guy's coming. But let's be honest, it works for other places. Like, you're watching the Dodgers. What do? They outspend for Yamamoto. They outspend for Shohei.
For many years, that formula was exactly what was wrong with the Dodgers. They were, I mean, that's exactly. LA's had the same problems. Like, I think there are no, I think EJ's point is a good one. There are no short-term fixes. Like, you can't really buy a championship, although the Yankees and Dodgers have been trying. The Padres tried. It's hard. I mean, you got to
Phillies, Mets. I mean, it's not just the Yankees and the Dodgers.
Yeah.
No, they're the poster child. Like, children. The Rangers have tried to do this at times. I mean.
Well, and ironically, we're naming the last five champions.
That's true.
So you're right. Well, maybe it does work. Sometimes it works. But I do think that it's a good point. Like, you kind of got to build a team the right way at a certain point. You know what the Yankees do? They'll probably bring in some older, an older guy who slugs and can't do the little things.
See, this is the problem. And again, to the victor goes the spoils, by the way. I mean, the Dodgers deserve to be celebrating. This was an unreal series. It validates 2020. It was some, you know, for Dave Roberts, this was so important for Ohtani, even though he wasn't a huge factor because of his shoulder, just to start off a historic contract and a 10-year relationship with this fan base, to start it off being part of a championship team, just changes everything. It changes all the
a lot better
pressure.
Than the Angels, yeah.
Yeah, never playing in a playoff game.
You know, he looked a little, I watched his post-game press conference. It felt like he was a little, I don't know, apart from it or disappointed. It just didn't feel like, Freddie Freeman seemed like pure joy watching him, whereas Ohtani, probably because you couldn't hug him, you'd rip apart his shoulder. I don't know, it felt like there was something a little off about the whole Ohtani experience with this for me.
So I think there's a couple things. I think he's kind of notoriously a bit standoffish, but we also blame that a lot on Ipe, quite frankly. Remember the interpreter? He was kind of built this force field around Ohtani, and it was like the team and Ohtani, and Ohtani had all this power and could do what he wants and does a separate workout from everybody else and has his own, like, the Ohtani regimen is different than everyone else's. But then the Dodgers kind of went out of their way to say that wasn't the case this year. He was very much a part of the team, but maybe when you're hurt, you don't feel like yourself.
That's what I
sense. And also, too, let's be realistic. Like, he could have major shoulder surgery, which for a hitter like that, forget even pitching for now, for a hitter, that could keep you out 6 months. I'm very curious what they do. They'll get the pitching back, and again, they'll probably be one or two. I mean, the Yankees and Dodgers should, if you look at the talent, they should be here next year, too. Like, this should be like the 70s. We should get two or three of these. It'd be fun.
Yeah, but if I asked you, not just because of the result today that the Dodgers win, the Yankees lost, but if I asked you who had a better shot, you think, of getting back here next year?
With Dodgers, right?
Agree. I don't think people really believe in this Yankee team.
Unless there is no Shohei.
Well, we're far from that.
You'll get Glasnow and everybody back.
Well, but
again, you might have a full. But then again, the Dodgers have a knack of getting their entire pitching staff injured in 2 weeks every year.
Let's hear from Shohei Ohtani on winning the World Series. Obviously, this is through his interpreter.
I'm honored to be able to be part of a season where we played the longest, and to be able to get to know this team as my first year and experience winning the World Series has been a tremendous honor.
More from Ohtani through the interpreter on playing with great players like Mookie Betts and Freddie Freeman.
I really felt like the professionalism of the two players really stands out. And aside from the two players, I do feel like we had a really good lineup with a lot of good hitters, 1 through 9. And it really allowed me to elevate my game as well, not just technically, but also my professionalism.
I have a question for you. Who's really the face of this team?
Ohtani.
You don't think it's Freeman now or Betts?
I don't see it that way. If, to me,
Ohtani's a draw.
Yeah, to me, like Freeman's like James Worthy, and he's Magic Johnson.
Got it.
You know, like Freeman, awesome clutch player, great player,
also Hall of Famer.
Hall of Famer.
Yeah,
but like, the world rallies around Magic and Ohtani.
Mm. I mean, Ohtani's the face of baseball, but it just really stuck. What did he hit in the World Series? It was like 120 or something.
Yeah, I'm sorry. 855-212-4227. We're also asking you, what will this World Series be remembered for? Is it going to be Freddie Freeman's heroics, or is it going to be the Yankees' implosion?
Can I ask a question that I kind of asked in the first segment,
yeah,
but remix it, because I think I'm kind of realizing something. I feel like when we heard those guys talk about how much this meant, considering what happened in 2020, how much they didn't get respect for that, I think Ohtani getting hurt is why they keep going back to that. I think they like, hey, man, like we didn't have like this juggernaut Ohtani that came in and just crushed everything. This was a lot of the same names besides Freeman that like won that 2020 championship that didn't get any credit. I kind of wonder if his injury also is making these guys go back to that, being like, we kept a lot of these same guys here. They've gone through a lot of crap, lost a lot of series, and we came back and won to show you that those guys in 2020 also were champions.
Like, I'm sorry. Like, I know a few of the guys that kept, the lot of guys
Will
are gone.
Will Smith, Betts.
Lux.
But Lux, a lot, you know, Bueller, right? He was on. A lot of their pitchers, and a lot of those guys, are, the core of that team is there. Max Muncy.
And also Dave Roberts.
And of course, Dave Roberts, who's been much maligned for his career as a Dodger manager.
Yeah, I couldn't remember if Mookie was still
there. Yeah, no, he was there.
That was his first year there.
No, they traded Mookie in, was it 19?
I think that was his second year.
855-212-4227. Is it all about 2020? I don't know. I mean, I said I thought it validated it, but I think there's always going to be something about 2020 that I'm just never going to be able to get past.
Sorry, that was Mookie's first year, by the way.
The funny thing, like, so the baseball was ridiculous. The bubble title was not great. Football was fine in 2020. We were all giving Tom Brady full credit for the Bucs, right?
Yeah, I think so. I thought football overcame a lot.
They had a longer season. That's what they were able to. Baseball,
they did the whole season.
Yeah, baseball, the shortness of the season gutted the stature of that title.
Yeah, by the way, not their fault. I mean,
yeah.
It just so happened of when, you know, COVID really broke out.
Right. But I told you, exactly. It's not, and you can't blame them for winning that title.
No,
but
I
think we all agree it didn't prove what a normal title would.
Let's go to Will. He's in California. Will, will this World Series be remembered more for Freddie Freeman's heroics or the Yankees' implosion?
I think it's going to be remembered, and good morning, happy Halloween.
Thank you.
I think it's going to be remembered. This game is going to be remembered, and it's going to be played out, and there's going to be movies made. It had everything. It had all the elements. And yes, the Yankees blew it. They cracked that door open, and the Dodgers burst through it, and they came from way behind in a hostile stadium to win a close game. Just real quick, that throw by Volpe to third, he just made a bad throw. He threw to the right base. I'm sorry. And Gerrit Cole, who was pitching lights out, unbelievable, he should have been running to first. And if Rizzo had made a clean play at first, he would have waved him on that ground ball. He would have waved off Cole. Okay? Cole just didn't put himself in the right place. I think someday they might make a movie about games like this. It's always the underdog or the team that's behind. You never see movies about, you know, the big bully or the team that's ahead, you know, and barely coming out with a victory. No, it's always a team coming from behind, you know, this hopeful we can do it thing. You know, it's like the natural. And I think someday it'll play out. We'll remember those home runs.
It wasn't exactly Hoosiers,
sure.
Will. It wasn't exactly Hoosiers. I mean, it's the Los Angeles Dodgers, though.
Well, they didn't run the picket fence, so I'll give you that.
Well, I think that's the point, right? We don't generally see, and thank you for the call, you don't really see a lot of movies where it's two Goliaths and who's the more Goliath of the Goliath.
Also, they were up 3-1 in the series. It wasn't like they came back from, they were 3-0. Honestly, the movie would have been if the Yankees come back and won the series. Then we get a movie. There's no way the Dodgers finishing off a 3-0 lead is going to be movie worthy.
Well, I'm trying to think now. Is there a sports movie where the favorite wins. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, The Bronx is Burning is a book. The Yankees do win the World Series. Reggie Jackson is the hero. So that's kind of like the rich getting richer.
Rocky won.
Oh, yeah. Apollo wins.
Yeah, but that wasn't the point. Like, what's the one where it's like the feel-good move? You know, you get Miracle was about the underdog winning is the movie thing.
Yeah. No, but to your point, I guess Rocky one is that would be the one, right?
Right, but that, I mean, they weren't celebrating like, oh my God, I'm so psyched that Apollo won. Like, the fact that Rocky hung in there was the underdog.
No, that's
story.
The point, yes, yeah, but yeah. The outcome but no, where was
is there,
Apollo
is there
won.
A movie where it's just celebrating the favorite? That movie did not celebrate
it. No, it was Rocky's story.
Yeah.
But
where is there any movie, fictional or non-fictional, that celebrates the favorite? You're right. I don't think so.
I don't know.
Hoosiers, no. The Natural, no.
I mean, Notre Dame was a juggernaut, but that wasn't the story of Rudy.
Yeah, Rudy's the ultimate underdog story.
Right, but Notre Dame, he wasn't playing for Southwest East State University. That, he was playing for Notre Dame.
Yeah, and I don't think that particular team did anything. We got to find this. Is there...
I don't know if it exists, to be honest. I mean, looking at the list of movies, it's hard.
It's a tough sell.
There's like no reason to root for the favorite.
And these were two favorites, basically.
Yeah, I mean, when I went to Sony and pitched the 2018 Golden State Warriors, I'm like, a little guy named Steph Curry and Kevin Durant. Yeah, it's not good viewing.
They were already great, and then they got the other best player.
EJ, you're looking at a list. Is there anything even close?
I mean, again, the movies that have it are the movies that don't celebrate the team winning. So, like, Friday Night Lights is another one where the favorite wins.
Yeah.
Carter wins the last game. Even though,
but they go through such a
but they're barely
knee injury.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about the book, the movie.
But you don't even know anything about the Carter team, like the movie.
Well, in the movie, they make it clear that Carter is like an NFL team, like they're like they're big, but they're fast.
But right, but they're a side character in that.
Yes, no, for sure. It's rare. It doesn't really happen. Could you make that work?
No.
Well, there's John Goodman played the Babe Ruth story. That was not good.
I've never seen it. 855-212-4227. All right, so there you go. Got it?
Ali.
Yep.
Well, he wasn't the favorite against Sonny Liston.
No. He wasn't really the favorite against Foreman either.
No. I just had one, but now I lost the movie when you said Ali.
Boombaye. Feel the Dreams. I was rooting for the Ghosts the whole time.
I'm glad you could admit it now. You've been holding this one until the day we were dressed up in Halloween.
Okay, so I have an interesting one that I think it could apply. What about American Underdog?
The Kurt Warner story?
The Rams were the favorites over the Titans.
Dude, it's called the American Underdog.
I know, but we're talking about in the Super Bowl, the Rams were the favorite. No question.
Over the Titans?
Yes.
Still, the movie's called American Underdog. That's your example of a favorite winning it?
Hey, man, I'm going by the strict line. What was the money line for that game? You knew it was Rams probably minus five.
8 months before.
Oh, man. Yeah, there's a reason these don't exist. You can answer our question, what will this World Series be more remembered for? Freddie Freeman's heroics or Yankees implosion.
This will be a good 30 for 30. You could do a documentary on the series for sure. There'll be a lot of great stories.
Oh, documentaries on favorites are great. We got 10 episodes of Michael Jordan.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But this series, too, does feel like there's a lot of storylines for documentaries. I think those two yahoos in the right field.
Please don't give them a doc.
No, I'm saying they'll be part of the 30 for 30. on this, Judge going up and down, Shohei getting hurt. I'll bet you there's incredible behind-the-scenes footage of Ohtani trying to play. It's going to be awesome.
I have a question off of those two Yahoo fans, off of some news that we learned yesterday about one of the guys. We'll get to that next, Maggie and Perloff. Hi, Perloff. Baseball season over. Not a problem for us. We go right on to basketball and football combination. And that's where Prize Picks is awesome because they're the best place to get real money sports action when you watch football, basketball, whatever you want. Over 10 million members, billions of dollars in awarded winnings. Prize Pick has made daily fantasy sports accessible to all. So how does it work? Simple. You pick two or more players across any sport, pick more or less on their projection, and you could win up to 100 times your money.
Yeah, the app's simple to use. You can't really lose because you have FlexPay, Maggie. So you can still cash out even if one of your picks doesn't hit. So, for example, remember I said on the show yesterday, I was going under on Freddie Freeman because I figured they would not pitch to him. Well, they did, and he went over. Anyway, I'll be back tonight. Trust me. Download the Prize Picks app today and use code MNP and get a $50 credit instantly when you play just $5. That's code MNP on Prize Picks to get a $50 credit instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks, run your game. Must be present in certain states where it's lawful to wager. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details. This portion of the show is sponsored by the new Hyundai 2025 Hyundai Tucson Hybrid that has class-leading advanced safety features like the available blind spot view monitor to make your ride more enjoyable. All right. All right. Welcome back. Maggie and Perloff, Halloween episode. Spooky. Of course, I am dressed like a 1980s offensive line coach in the NFL. Maggie's doing a killer slash.
I got to get my fake cigarette here, but I can't broadcast the show and also have the cigarette out of my mouth.
Do we have a guitar around here?
No, I didn't bring a guitar. I also thought it was funny when I told you guys I had fake cigarettes for my Halloween costume. Your first thought was sexy Jim Leland, which I filed away next year.
I went Marge Schott, and it can't be Marge Schott.
No, I'm not going to dress up as a
so
Nazi.
You did sexy Slash instead?
I think of just Slash. The sex appeal with Slash is far more with that guy than me.
My assumption is you're going to outlive him. You could step into the band.
You think so?
Mark Wahlberg movie?
You think I look that much like him?
Yeah, and dark stage. There's like smoke or something. You just need to learn a guitar real fast and real well. Speed, learn the guitar.
C, G. Yeah, no, it's not going to happen. My next career is not going to be rock star, unfortunately. But no, this is great. If you want to watch the show, youtube.com/InfinitySportsNet, twitch.tv/InfinitySportsNetwork. That's where we're all dressed up. Bogish is the hot take pinata. You hit him with a bat and he spits out hot takes. Here we go.
I got one more for next hour.
Oh, this is great.
Actually, you should read this. This is one of yours.
Okay, you can read this one.
All right.
Go ahead.
I don't get this one.
Which one is that? Oh, is that...
It's Eagles season?
It's the Eagles season, like you're going to win the Super Bowl.
Oh,
the Eagles are good.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no, it means like it's Eagles season because that's how you moved off the Phillies, a Sixers conversation. It's Eagles season.
The hot take is that the Eagles are going to win the Super Bowl. That's hilarious.
Eagles matter.
I have a superpower. Whenever the Phillies or the Sixers or the Flyers
Or Penn State football.
It's okay. All we really care about is the Eagles, and it drives Bogish nuts. It is a brilliant strategy by me.
Yeah, he moves on too quickly. We never get the tears from Perloff.
It should have said, what do I care? It's Eagles season.
Mine says NFL load management, which I will stand by. Maybe Rodgers would have been a little healthier had they sat him for that London game like I suggested.
How about they sit him for all of 2024?
that might be
the best strategy here.
Well, if Will Anderson screams around the corner tonight, you might get that.
You mean against the favored Jets?
We'll get to
that.
Do you
have little faith?
We'll get to the Jets in just a moment, but before we get to Bogus's update, so we found out an interesting fact yesterday about one of the Yahoos who interfered with Mookie Betts. So his name is Austin Capobianco, right? And he's now fully basking in his 15 minutes of fame that hopefully have about 30 seconds left. And of all people, do we have the clip? He's friends with an NFL future Hall of Famer. Guess who it is?
And here's a little fun fact. That guy right there grabbing Mookie Betts' glove.
Don't tell me you know
was
him.
My friend in college.
Gronk, stop it right now.
He was on the ice hockey team, the club Arizona Wildcats team, ice hockey team. And let me tell you, the whole hockey team, they were absolute maniacs.
First of all, if Rob Gronkowski is calling you a maniac, you are way too close to the edge.
No.
That's number one.
If you're on the University of Arizona ice hockey team, yeah, you probably can party.
Because I play
totally
club floor hockey at Fordham.
Imagine going all the way to the University of Arizona to play club ice hockey.
Yeah.
That's like Michael Scott would do. That is stupid. There's more from Gronk.
Animals, yes. How wild these guys were. Him doing that represents him very well. I mean, he is all in for his teams. He is all in for the Yankees. I remember him talking about the Yankees all the time, how he loves them so much. And that describes him perfectly, just doing whatever it takes to help his team out. But he's a beauty.
Okay,
he is a beauty.
Okay.
Of course, Rob Gronkowski is friends with this dude. This guy looks like someone who would also have season tickets to a Gronk cruise.
He's the bartender.
Also someone who's probably a lifetime pass to the VD clinic. I don't know. Just everything about these guys was just a little bit of a turnoff for me. But Perloff, I have a question for you. And yeah. I've thought about this a little bit. Gronkowski was the obvious answer to which NFL player would have been friends with the guy who interfered with Mookie Betts. You probably wouldn't have needed even five guesses.
Yeah, right.
Yankee, see about the age, about the same. Of course, he's friends with Rob Gronkowski. I have two other guys that it would not shock me if I found out that they were friends with the Yankees fan who impeded the play.
Tommy Cutlets. Is that?
No, actually.
I think he probably is friends with him.
He will be now.
Was it DJ? You said Tommy Cutlets and his age were there.
Yeah, they were at game four, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, who else was there? Josh Allen. But he's not the answer either. Would you not be surprised if this guy somehow was friends with Baker Mayfield?
Oh.
You would not be that shocked.
No, Baker's got class.
Baker's got that.
He does?
A little bit.
Okay.
Like, he's not that disrespectful. He'll party, but he won't be that.
Well, it was the partying part I was kind of getting at, but yeah.
No, this guy does have a plant your flag vibe for sure.
Thank you. And the other person, because I just could see these two being peas in a pod in some alternate universe, could you not see this guy being friends with Jameis Winston? They would be talking.
So you're taking Slash's drugs now.
You gotta D him up. You can't. Jameis Winston, who's authored more insane pregame speeches, I could just see him having this guy's energy.
Yeah, the two of them, there's like too much right there to have them be friends. That would just be too much. Mm. Yeah, they're too similar in a way. I can't imagine enough room for them to have a conversation. I totally get what you're saying. If there was an NFL player equivalent to that guy, it might be Jameis.
Baker Mayfield, Jameis Winston, I could also see being friends with that
But
guy.
In reality, that guy probably does know Tommy DeVito, I imagine. Tommy's from New Jersey, though. And this guy, where's this guy from originally?
Connecticut, right? That's where he lives at least. Those are good picks.
Thank you. Anyone else?
I'm thinking it's got to be frat boy, pretty boy kind of thing. So and using New York, Zach Wilson would have come to mind.
Zach doesn't have that kind of, I don't know. He doesn't have that edge to him though. There's no edge.
I have a guy. What it's about Redbeard?
You're a dude on the Rangers.
I can see this guy being friends with Nick Sirianni.
Definitely. Yes.
He's just going Italian names.
Yeah, he knows Nick Sirianni. Yeah. They partied in Jersey or something. They were on the shore. That I could see.
Yeah, maybe this is recency bias, but if he was a Bosa friend, that might make sense.
Might have been a Bosa.
He just seems like a knucklehead. I need a guy that is gonna crush beer cans on his forehead.
But it would be more Kittle than Bosa.
All right, I'll take Kittle too. I mean, similar thing. Yeah. Party guys, wild, crazy. Gonna jump off of things, break stuff for fun. That
is that Bosa? Because Bosa doesn't say anything. He mumbles into the mic.
I don't.
This guy seems loud and in your face.
Bosa's doing keg stands all the time.
George Kittle is openly doing
right.
Yeah. Then in the Netflix show, Nick Bosa showed up at his party. He's like, oh my god, Nick Bosa's never showed up at a party.
I think it's a little more Joey Bosa.
Okay.
No, those guys are kind of, I think this has got Kittle written all
actually,
over.
Actually, the Bosa dad.
Jason Kelce.
It's the Bosa dad.
Jason Kelce.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. A little fits. Jason Kelce could fit as well. There you go.
But I think you got to go Italian. Nick Sirianni and Tommy DeVito. What's his name again?
Austin Capobianco.
Definitely no Sirianni. Definitely.
I need to know more about Arizona club ice hockey.
Yeah, that.
Do you really?
Do they need that?
Is it really on ice?
There is a hockey team there.
No, I know, there's a lot of things to draw you team. Arizona. You don't need club hockey on the list of activities to get people to
apply. Well, that's why they're there. Varsity hockey. You never see New Hampshire take on Arizona in the Frozen Four or whatever.
Arizona State has a hockey team, a real hockey team.
Oh, do they really?
Yeah. That's who arena the Coyotes are playing in. That was the Sun Devils' home.
I just feel like, are you wondering if your career, I get it, you want to just continue playing hockey. I'm not denying anyone that, but it's like, well, I really want to go to Boston University, Boston College. I really want to go to, you know, UVM, Vermont. But instead, I got offered a scholarship to Arizona. Well,
yeah, but this
taking
is,
it that seriously out there?
This is club
asking.
Hockey. Yeah, this is just for fun. No, there's no scholarships.
That makes it even, I would say, worse.
It's almost like you're there for the weather and the ladies and the school and maybe basketball. You're like, oh, and I can play hockey at 9 o'clock on a Tuesday night? Oh, sure. All right.
Just and sort of shoehorn hockey.
Rage with Gronk. All right. Sign me up.
Tucson, too. That campus is so much fun.
The it's idea beautiful.
That you're spending too many hours
in a rink.
In a ice hockey rink in
for
Arizona.
Fake hockey.
Is crazy.
Doesn't make a lot of sense. Yeah, got to be better things to do with your time. Bogish has headlines for us on this Halloween. Hello.
They are sponsored by Mint Mobile. Switch and get half off on limited premium wireless at mintmobile.com/score. There was not another home run last night from Freddie Freeman, but there was this.
And now another 1-2. Freeman to center field, base hit. Edmund's going to score. Here comes Will Smith. Freddie Freeman coming through again. A two-run single, and the Dodgers are within two.
That's Steven Nelson on Dodgers Radio. Teoscar Hernandez followed with a two-run double. The Dodgers fully erasing a 5-0 hole with five in the fifth. All those runs unearned because of those two Yankee errors and Gerrit Cole and Anthony Rizzo misplaying a Mookie Betts grounder to first. But L.A. did fall behind again, 6-5, until Gavin Lux and Mookie Betts hit sac flies top eight. Then Dave Roberts turned to Game 3 starter Walker Buehler for the save.
That happened within the game. Seventh inning, he just said that he's going to be available. And, you know, I didn't see him see that even coming into play. But obviously, as the game sort of went out, had it played on, we had to keep the game close. And our guys were fighting. And so I just felt that, you know, at that point in time, I was going to be all in.
It's Buehler's first career save and his first relief appearance in 6 years. It got the Dodgers the 7-6 win, the eighth world title in team history. Freeman, the series MVP, finishing with 12 RBI, tying the World Series record. He did that on an injured ankle and months after a serious health scare for his son, Max.
I wish I'd never had to go through what we did as a family, but ultimately, Maximus is doing really, really well right now. He's a special boy, but it has been a grind for 3 months. It really has. It's been a lot.
The Dodger victory parade is tomorrow. The Yankees' last title remains 2009, and now they work on re-signing Juan Soto. The prize of this offseason said a postgame he will listen to all 30 teams this winter.
All 30?
If they talk, he'll listen to them.
Yeah.
He said no doors are closed.
They got a new manager now.
Yeah.
Do you take your shot if you're one of those teams? You'll be like, hey, we have great weather here in wherever.
Arizona.
Yeah. I only got 70
Tampa.
Cents, but we got nice weather. And club hockey.
I play college football. When I play the EA college football game, I'm always like Georgia Southern trying to get that 5-star who's looking at Alabama. Being like, hey, man, we don't got a lot. But we got pride here.
You'll be the star here.
It's like, here's $600 million, but your contract is for 30 years. I mean, he didn't want to take deferred money from the Washington Nationals. I don't know if the Dodgers get into this. The Shohei deferred money is not going to fly with Juan Soto.
Like, we're going to pay you $200 million to your great-great-grandchildren.
Yeah. It's $1 million a year for 200 million years.
I got a scenario. What if the A's decide, you know what, we're going to change our whole philosophy and he's going to open up Vegas for us? How would you feel if you're an Oakland fan?
Oh, but that stadium's not happening for years.
Well, what is it? 2 years? Is it
more than that?
I think it's three. But the bigger thing is that guy. That dude is paying nobody anything ever. There is no change of thought. This is what
so
it is.
You're saying all 30 teams are not really in play?
No, I would say maybe five are. But he'll listen if you call. He'll be nice. He'll be nice if you want to pick up the phone and have a chat.
Is this like, remember when Ohtani was going to go to the Blue Jays?
Yeah.
For that?
That was wrong.
That wasn't even close.
Like, he wasn't ever.
Never even took the flight.
Right.
So to say that he was on the flight on the way there to sign.
I hate to ask. Remind me who that report was again?
I don't remember who it was, but it's
I remember Arson Judge very well.
Yes.
Going to the Giants.
Hey, the Yankees, I guess, should thank him for that because it got Judge on the phone with Hal Steinbrenner.
Oh, you think if that report hadn't come out that he really would have signed with the Giants? Is that what?
No, I think it just got them to the table a little quicker. Man, what do you do with Judge's legacy right now? I mean,
how old is he? 30, 31?
He's 31. He is the captain. He was terrible in the postseason until he turned it around, gave you some hope, hits a home run, makes an all-time play in center field that they would have been replaying for till the end of time had they actually come back and made this a series. And then he has the terrible error that opened the door and was the first error in the floodgates of the most embarrassing inning maybe in World Series history.
I think he took baby steps to killing this idea that he's such, you know, defined as a postseason failure. Thank God he got a home run. I mean, the error is, that's sort of it to me, and maybe you totally disagree, it's in a different category. Like, the lack of hitting is the defining thing here. The error hurts, but the fact that he hit a home run and a double last night really helped. Otherwise, we easily could, if he'd gone 0-for last night, we would have walked away from the series saying Aaron Judge let the Yankees down. Don't you think that would have been the number one story?
I think you could still make the case that he did.
He did.
Yeah, I feel like the fifth inning helped.
But hurt.
He's
no, it helped. Like, it helped in the sense that, like, that's now the story.
Oh yes,
right. But he started it.
Yeah, he's part of that.
But he didn't start at the plate. Thank God.
No, but he started the worst inning in recent, if not all, Yankee history.
Yeah, I disagree with that, Pearl. I think he still looked at it as a playoff failure because of that inning and him being the reason why that happened.
I can separate. Yeah, I hear what you're saying, but I could separate an error from just an incredible lack of effectiveness at the plate. I mean, it's been a really, what were the numbers? Like, 1-for something crazy.
Abysmal. No, totally abysmal.
1-for 25 or something.
Yeah, right. Like, these are all time. I will tell you, Kershaw finally, toward the end of his career, fixed some of that stuff. I think I wouldn't give up on Judge.
By the way, you guys way harsh on Kershaw with no shirt on.
I thought, I dig that body. He's not that chubby. He's not Mahomes in the offseason.
Oh,
maybe I'm looking at
a
picture.
I saw words that you don't understand, that you didn't know existed. I saw moobs.
I have a picture from my friend who was there. It's pretty bad.
Is it? Okay.
From, you know, inside what? The clubhouse?
No, he was on the field. Just
so
shirtless.
I Googled Kershaw shirtless. I have to tell you, I think I might have got an older photo because there's a lot going on here.
The video I saw was Dave Roberts' speech in the locker room before they started spraying champagne. He's right to the right of the screen.
And he had the shirt off before they started spraying the champagne?
A couple
champagne.
Guys did, yeah.
That's Wait. Just guys who take their shirts off all the time. We all know a few.
Wait a minute. This guy brought his whole family to this game?
Who?
Kershaw.
Why not? He's a legend.
Oh, come on.
Kershaw's
been
there for 15
years.
EJ, come on, man.
It's free tickets.
Come on.
He brings his family everywhere, too.
Oh, I don't know if those tickets are free.
Really?
No, I think they
have
players.
I feel like in his contract.
Do you guys know he went to high school with Matthew Stafford?
mm-hmm.
Never heard that.
Facts. Highland Park. Played football.
I heard that Stafford was the catcher. Or was one of who was the catcher again? Was it Kershaw or was it Stafford?
I don't know. Kershaw played football. I know that.
Stafford was his catcher, I'm pretty sure.
Stafford played baseball. He was probably amazing, by the way.
I'm sure. He's probably good at everything. But you guys were super harsh on Clayton Kershaw.
I think he looks fine.
Is he 40?
I got to see this picture.
He's like 36.
Somebody email me the picture.
I have the video. He looks fine. He's fine.
Does he look like a... I mean, you're telling me that he can't be at the game because he's not pitching, and now you're defending his out-of-shape body?
Yes, I guess I am.
Okay.
Standing on 10.
It's the moobs that got you.
I don't think he has moobs. I'm watching this.
I think he's a victim of some bad shadows.
I think his chest actually is fairly defined.
I'm thinking of the...
I'm also jealous.
Dude, by the way, I will give Clayton Kershaw. He seems like a fun time. I've been looking through the years. That guy is the first to take his shirt off every time. He's clearly embracing the dad botanist.
No, there's also something about... There's certain men where there's always a guy who takes his shirt off. I'm not friends with guys like that, but am I right?
Well,
his name is Austin Capobianco. He plays club hockey in Arizona.
You mean the guy, Maggie, just not the guy with the great body. You're talking about the guy who might be a little chubby.
Jason Kelsey. It's like, Jason Kelsey.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Totally.
Is there one guy in every group, or is it a fewer in front of
you just
between?
Know that guy, the Jason Kelseys. There's absolutely that big offensive lineman who takes his shirt off.
Because I know it from the wives and girlfriends perspective, where it's like you walk into a wedding and you just look at the person and they look back at you and they're like, I'm taking my shirt off later. Like, my friend, I won't say her name, her husband's like this, and he's fine, and he's like handsome and he's in good shape, so nobody really cares. And it'd be funny if he was actually like fat or something.
Yeah.
But you just know this dude's taking his shirt off on the dance floor. It's happening.
The guys with good bodies in MLB do not take their shirts off, however.
Jose Altuve?
Just generally, I just think that they're like, well, I'm not going to pay attention to this. I don't really want anybody looking at how ripped I am right now.
Is that how it works?
I kind of think baseball is, yeah. That's why they wear baggy jerseys, Maggie.
Wow. I didn't think about it that way.
Well, yeah. You never thought about that? Like that the guys have always wanted to not really show off their bodies?
I saw Giancarlo Stanton in the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue.
Oh, he did? Okay. I've not seen him.
So, no. I hadn't thought of that.
Maybe I'm thinking of like back when I was really into baseball in the steroid era. Like,
oh.
Yeah, I mean, the baggy jersey was a thing, so like nobody could pay attention to what was actually happening.
I feel like those jerseys were painted on.
Yeah, I don't think it worked.
Oh, yeah.
All right, we got to go to break quickly. 855-212-4227. Okay, lots more to do, including we do have a quarterback and we've got some injury news for you. It's Maggie and Pearl. Welcome back. Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff on this Halloween. We're all dressed up in our costumes. YouTube.com/InfinitySportsNet, Twitch.tv/InfinitySportsNetwork, and on Twitter at Maggie Gray.
So this song by Rockwell was, I wanted this in our one-hit wonder. Did it make it? I don't remember.
Somebody Watching Me?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
This is a total one-hit wonder. I think this guy was the nephew of Quincy Jones and had like one hit.
Oh, Quincy threw him a bone?
I think so. Anyway, proceed. I like our who's doing the music today? Is that you, Ryan?
Yes.
Spooky Halloween mix.
The only one that you guys might not have known is Hip to Be Square.
Oh, I've seen Huey Lewis in the news in person.
No, but it was from American Psycho. That's why I was in the play.
Oh, that's why he did it?
Yeah.
Yeah, very memorable in American Psycho. And in the book, he writes about Huey Lewis in the news and Whitney Houston and Phil Collins, I think, was the other one. No, I've seen Huey Lewis in the news live. I'm proud to say.
Rockwell is the son of Berry Gordy from Motown Records, just in case anyone is actually an old school music fan.
There you go. We got a little news for you guys. Let's hear from Jordan Love. So Jordan Love injured his knee earlier this season, injured his groin last weekend in a close win over the Jacksonville Jaguars where he left the game. We got a big, big one coming up at Lambeau Field this Sunday against the first place Lions. So here's Love on how the groin feels.
Yeah, I've made progress. It's definitely feeling better. You know, I think every day there'll be some improvements to it, but definitely feels better than it did on Sunday.
With that said, you obviously want to play. How realistic is it that you can be out there Sunday?
I think it's realistic.
Okay, says he plans to play this week.
I'm going to take it one day at a time, do my best I can to, you know, be in here doing rehab, be with the trainers, and try and get back as fast as possible.
Okay, more from Jordan Love. How frustrating the season has been, Perloff, because of the injuries?
Injuries are part of the game. You know, you hate to see them. It sucks when it happens to you, but, you know, it's part of it. So just trying to control as you control, you know, handle rehab, handle trying to get back, and do everything I can to prevent, you know, injuries in the future.
So this is a big one because it's the Lions and it's at Lambeau. So if the best case scenario would be sweep, but a more realistic scenario is you'd probably split with them. And so you really would have more of a shot at the home game in splitting and winning this one. Plus you've got your bye week coming up. So there is a little bit of time to regroup and rehab. This is massive. And Jordan Love looks like he's be playing in this game, which is huge news for the Packers.
Well, one thing that's interesting, like he knows his defense. He saw it last year. So I don't think he needs a week of practice to figure it out. He actually tore them up in Detroit and struggled. Remember, he wasn't good in the first half of the year. He struggled in Lambeau, killed them in Detroit. So I think he wants to see this defense. Because let's face it, this defense might not be good.
Because Aiden Hutchinson?
Yeah, they don't have Aiden Hutchinson. I mean, even the Lions, like the Titans came out last week and looked like a house on fire. Then they totally fell apart. I think Jordan Love wants a piece of this Lions defense. He did very well against them last year.
Be careful what you wish for, though, because the Lions have gotten a lot more physical.
I mean, the Lions, I don't know. Like, the Lions have let up a lot of yards in their last several games. I think this is a defense that can be had. The thing is, you got to stop the Lions.
Yeah, and if you're going to get into a shootout, and Malik Willis has done a very good job, but you're not going to win a shootout with Malik Willis.
He's not a shootout quarterback. The one thing you could argue, well, Malik Willis can get some extra first downs, keep Detroit's offense off the field, but you're right, it's a huge change to have. Jordan Love out there is everything. I'm not sure this game is so vital.
It's for a share of first place in the NFC North.
Yeah, I mean,
you want to keep pace with the Lions, I think, because then you could end up winning the division if things break right for you.
I have a sense that home field isn't what it used to be. I just have that sense in all of sports, but really in football, I'm not going to discount that. You know, the Packers, as I mentioned, they won it as a wild card with Aaron Rodgers just because. And listen, I've sprained MCL too. I understand what Jordan Love is going through. Like, it takes a long time. That guy is gutsy.
Yeah, Love has a sprained MCL, and we all can see the evidence because he's wearing the world's shortest shorts today. All of your costumes, Pearl, have one thing in common. A lot of leg.
I was wondering what you were about to say.
Coming up next, we got a question about tonight.